With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Another shooting has happened in Minneapolis as ICE continues to try and round up those who've entered the country illegally and committed crimes. Now we hear a 51-year-old man shot by ICE agents has died, according to a hospital spokesman. The latest shooting came amid those widespread daily demonstrations, and Homeland Security suggested that the man who was shot came looking for a fight, armed with a weapon and several rounds of ammunition. More than 8,000 flights have been canceled across the U.S. as a major storm expected to wreak havoc across much of the country begins to bear down today. Michael Cobert is with the Oklahoma City Public Works Department.
Yeah, I've been doing this a few days. I've been working here doing this since 1982. And up until this predicted storm, the worst one we had was in 2009, and it was called a blizzard to us. It was the most snow that we've had here in history, I believe. And this one is supposed to be pretty close to that. So we learned from that event.
Roughly 140 million people were under a winter storm warning from New Mexico to New England. The National Weather Service forecast warns of widespread heavy snow and a band of catastrophic ice stretching from East Texas to North Carolina. GOP Congresswoman Lisa McClain of Michigan is optimistic about the Republican Party maintaining control of the U.S. House in the midterm elections this year.
We are on the side of law and order. We are on the side of lower taxes for every American. We are on the side of common sense, for goodness sakes. That's what really is going to prevail.
McClain, who is the chair of the House Republican Conference, was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, the White House stresses that President Trump plans to fly and hold campaign-style events every week on behalf of Republicans. This is SRN News. A new study asks people if they trust their pastor, and Michael Harrington reports you may be surprised by some of the answers.
A lot of Americans do not. According to the latest Gallup poll, only 27% of respondents say they believe that clergymen possess a high degree of honesty and will behave in an ethical fashion. An avalanche of pastors getting in very public trouble over the past few years has almost certainly contributed to the low score that the profession receives. However, clergymen did beat out bankers, CEOs, and members of Congress in the poll. Michael Harrington reporting.
YouTube is updating its guidelines for videos containing content that advertisers define as controversial. That allows more creators to earn full ad revenues when they tackle sensitive issues in a non-graphic way. With the updates that went into effect this month, YouTube videos that dramatize or cover issues including abortion, domestic abuse, and other topics will qualify for monetization. This is SRN News. The latest figures show the U.S. economic growth now is being fueled by strong consumer spending.
The Commerce Department says the economy grew at the fastest pace in 2 years from July through September. Those numbers are being touted by the White House as evidence that President Trump's economic policies are working. Analysts say that wealthier Americans are spending more, while lower-income households struggle with high prices. Despite the economic boom, job creation is low and the labor market remains tight. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump addressed the annual March for Life in Washington yesterday, telling the crowd via video that it's all about creating a culture of life.
This is a battle that must be fought, must be won, not only in the corridors of power, but above all in the hearts and souls of the people.
Tens of thousands of pro-life advocates took part in the annual March for Life yesterday on the National Mall. More from SRNNews.com.